Good morning. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. My, how time flies when you're having a good time. It seems like only yesterday it was New Year's Eve, and Wednesday it'll be Ash Wednesday. We will be beginning the season of Lent. Lent is the season in which the church is like on an extended retreat. Jesus went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, and so the practice of Lent is like participating in the solitude of Christ, his solitude and silence and sacrifice. The 40 days of Lent reminds us of the long biblical tradition beginning with the flood in the book of Genesis, when rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. We read about Elijah walking 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Mount Horeb. And then there's the 40 years the Israelites wandered through the desert in order to reach the promised land. There is also the biblical desert, a place of purification, a place of passage. It is not just a geographical location, beloved, a place of sand and stone, but it's a process, oh yes it is, of interior purification leading to the complete liberation of the false self systems of the world. Come and join us on this journey of Lent. The Lenten season begins on Wednesday, and we want to prepare you to follow in the footsteps of Christ, to reflect upon his death and passion, ponder upon its meaning, make a sacrifice, and focus upon the Lord and your relationship with Christ. Are you where you're supposed to be in Christ? So that 40 days from now, when we arrive on Resurrection Sunday, we will be drawn closer to his bleeding side, deeper in love, stronger in faith, bathed in grace, anointed for the journey to serve God and the journey to Pentecost. I invite you to read Reverend Roderick Beeland's message in the read section of this podcast. It's all about Lent as we prepare ourselves for the Daniel fast. You can respond just by commenting and say, I'm in, that's all, count me in. We want to do the Daniel fast for the next 40 days. I'll be sharing with you about the different kinds of fast and assure you we're not bragging about the fast. We're just calling attention, calling you to fast with us the Daniel fast. Oh, it's easy to do. Just go to the book of Daniel and begin to read now through the first all the way through the 10th chapters. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, nor meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all, till these whole 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Daniel, the 10th chapter, verses 2 and 3. Daniel responded to change and crises by opening the window and praying to God 3 times a day. So during this Lenten season, come on and join us. We want to pray 3 times a day, in the morning when you rise, in the middle of the day, and in the evening. Oh, we'll help you along the way. We'll share different prayers and recipes and all kinds of things so that we can journey together. Begin now by backing away from meats and seafoods, caffeine, dairy products, fried foods. Come on, take a deep breath. You can handle this. Sweeteners, you can do it. God can help. Go ahead, touch your neighbor. You can do it. God can help. Not only do we want you to decide what you're going to give up, but decide what you're going to take up. Take up praying 3 times a day. Take up reading a specific book on a subject or a topic that the Lord draws you to. I haven't quite decided, but I'm looking at Howard Thurman's book, Jesus and the Disinherited. I think this just may be the book that I take up during the Lenten season. Do you have a suggestion? Well, now, come on, be a part of this international move of God. Let's see how many of us can turn our faces to the wall, turn away from some things, focus ourselves on Christ, and see what the Lord will say to us, see what the Lord will do to us. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Let me know what's on your mind.
Thank you.